Hi, Dahlia. How are you?
Buongiorno, Stephanie. I am well. How are you?
Buongiorno. Oh, that's Italian, isn't it? I was thinking, what language is that?
If you say so.
I'm very well. Thank you. All good. Productive day, I think.
Good to hear.
What about you?
Yeah, I've had a pretty productive day. I have my to-do list sitting next to me, my beloved to-do list.
Ah, that to-do list again. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, on that note, today is actually one thing you can tick off your to-do list for a little while.
What's that?
Well, the podcast.
Oh, the podcast.
It's our final episode.
Oh,
yeah.
Final episode.
Today.
I know.
Oh,
sad times.
Bittersweet. Saying goodbye, but not forever.
Forever.
Of course, we're just taking a little break, aren't we?
Yeah.
And here we are at the end of season 9.
Yeah.
We've been talking about trending terms, phrases that have been popular in the last couple of years.
Yep, modern phenomena.
That's right. And today's one is, I like the name of this, I don't know why. It's bed rotting.
Unsurprisingly, I find it a bit cringe. But
cringe. Yes.
It does actually make sense. I actually only heard of this term a few months ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
As I've mentioned, we are old now.
Well, we kind of talked about something kind of related, I guess, just a couple of episodes ago, which was goblin mode. And it's kind of related to that sort of thing. But I thought maybe we could delve a little bit deeper into why bed rotting has become a trending term.
Yeah.
And some nice expressions along the way, which we will point out as usual.
Absolutely. Pepper them in and then recap them at the end.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So first of all, what is bed rotting? Maybe we should start with that in case people haven't heard this term.
Rotting in bed. So everybody knows that rotting traditionally means for food to go off, to go bad. And I suppose bed rotting means spending time in bed, being a bit gross, spending an entire day in bed, doing very little, doing things that we would normally deem unproductive.
Yes, kind of like laziness, like being lazy, but intentionally lazy. Like we want to be lazy and we want to do that in order to rest.
Yep. And it's not surprising because you could see it as kind of backlash to productivity culture. I mean, I don't know about you, but obviously I try to be productive in my life.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I'm a bit sick of all the content about productivity and 3 hacks for this and do that. And sometimes I do get it. I just want to be like, no. I want to enjoy my life.
Yeah.
I want to be unproductive and I can't, it's just too much sometimes.
Yeah, I think that this term bed rotting is actually a reaction to that.
Yeah.
So like a reaction to kind of productivity obsession.
Yeah.
And also people are just exhausted really from the pressures of life and work, I suppose.
Yeah. And it's not necessary all the time. Like sometimes there's this idea that you have to be productive to be a good and valuable person, but you don't. Sometimes there is a lot of strength in doing nothing and respecting your time and your body and your mind and blah, blah, blah.
Exactly that. And I guess it kind of goes back to that kind of work-life balance thing, right?
Yeah.
Which is a good phrase to remember, by the way, because sometimes my students say like life-work balance, or they might kind of say it in a different way.
Yeah.
But we normally start with work and then say life. So like work-life balance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People often say make a balance, and we shouldn't say make a balance. Instead, we should say strike a balance.
Strike a balance between something and something else.
A and B.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Strike actually means to hit.
That's right.
So it's like creating a balance, basically. Oh, that's another one people say. Some people say create a balance, which makes sense, but it doesn't sound as natural as strike.
That's right. Also, we mentioned burnout, which is the reason why people probably do this bed rotting is because of burnout, which basically means extreme exhaustion.
Yeah.
Usually because of stress from work or life stresses.
Yeah.
When it all builds up and suddenly you're unable to cope anymore, you're not unable to handle it, you would call that burnout.
You can imagine a gas lamp or a candle which has no fuel left, so it literally burns out. It cannot burn anymore.
That's right. That's a good analogy.
Mm.
Yeah. And we often say that somebody suffers from burnout. So I'm suffering from burnout.
Yeah. Or someone burns out as a verb.
That's right. Exactly.
And that's intransitive, so there's no object there.
That's right. Yeah. So I suppose this sort of thing has probably become popular We always mentioned COVID, but like the world changed so much, right, after COVID-19.
It did.
And I think maybe when people had to take a step back during COVID and maybe start working from home or maybe not work because they lost their jobs, perhaps.
Yeah.
They started to realize how burnt out they were and how much pressure they were under before.
Well, did you hear that people started having crazy dreams? Because
no.
Apparently, basically, doctors realized after a while that we are all chronically exhausted. We don't get enough sleep. The average person does not get enough sleep. So when people started actually getting enough sleep, they started having deeper sleep and therefore more REM and more vivid dreams.
Oh, that's really interesting. No, I had no idea. But yeah, that's really interesting. Fascinating, in fact.
Yeah. Sleep deprived all of us.
Yeah. Yeah, without even knowing it. That's right.
Yeah. And just to make a point, some people, I don't know if it's a translation from Korean, but some people say sleepless.
Right.
Which is not correct. We'd say sleep deprived instead.
Oh, for a person, you mean? Like I'm sleep deprived.
As an adjective, yeah. Sleep deprivation is the noun.
Yeah.
But you can be sleep deprived, not sleepless.
Yes, although you can say sleepless, but not for a person.
Yeah.
You could say like, I had a sleepless night.
Sleepless night, yeah.
Which means that you didn't get any sleep that night, let's say. So one thing that obviously bed rotting, as everyone can probably imagine, is you're lying in bed, as you said, probably scrolling on your phone, watching series, you know, eating snacks, having naps, etc. A nice expression actually that we use is to veg out. This is quite a nice expression. You could say like, I'm vegging out on the sofa, for example, or vegging on the sofa as well.
Maybe a little bit politically incorrect, this phrase, because you know where it comes from. I'm guessing.
Do tell. Yes.
I'm guessing that veg comes from vegetable, which is actually a medical term, surprisingly, for a person who no longer can use their brain or their mind. They're literally just a breathing body.
Yeah.
So it comes from that. So I don't know if it's a little bit.
I think it probably does come from that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think if you said I was vegging out on the sofa all weekend, I don't think anyone would necessarily get offended by that, would they? I don't know.
Oh, no. Well.
Well, you never know these days.
Some people, the grammar police might. You never know.
But basically, it's very informal and it means you're just doing nothing at all, you know?
Lazing around,
doing nothing, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
We also have another term, a British term, I think it is, duvet day. So if you say, I'm having a duvet day.
Yeah.
Well, a duvet is the sheet that you use to cover yourself in your bed, the thick sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And as the name implies, it just means you're in bed all day, just relaxing, maybe not really getting dressed or anything like that.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that? I mean, do you think having a bed rotting day is healthy for the mind sometimes? Or
I think it depends. I don't really know. I'm not sure I could give a definitive answer, yes or no.
Yeah.
I think it depends on your intention. If you're doing it intentionally and you know it's going to be good for you, yes, you know, to recharge your batteries.
Yes.
It can be a bad thing. I mean, I've done it in the past accidentally, as I mentioned in another podcast, you know, everything is on your phone now.
Yes.
I don't know if you've done this where you pick up your phone to do something important. And because everything's on your phone, you realize that 2 hours later, you're still organizing your life on your phone.
Yeah, sure.
And you're still unshowered in your pajamas.
Yes.
I don't know. It can make you feel gross, but it can also be a nice way to
switch off, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wind down, switch off. Yeah.
And in fact, you used a nice expression that I sometimes teach my students. You just said to recharge your batteries, which is a nice one. That's a lovely way of just saying like rest and recover.
Recuperate.
Yeah, so that you get your energy back for the next day or the next week or whatever's coming up, I suppose.
Do you know what I think helps make it feel less gross is if you actually change your sheets, change your pajamas, fresh pair of pajamas, so you actually feel nice and clean. That's nice.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, having a shower maybe as well.
Going back to bed.
That sort of thing.
Ultimate rebellion of the adult.
Yeah. I've definitely done that before. Like, I haven't done it recently, but in, you know, in my 20s, I definitely did this.
Oh, yeah, I did it when I was younger.
Yeah, I used to maybe at the weekend after a busy week, working week, and then maybe I went out Friday night, for example, and had a bit too much to drink. So maybe like the Saturday and Sunday, I might kind of have a lie-in, which means wake up later.
Yeah.
And then decide, okay, I don't really want to leave the house today, but I do want to feel clean. So I'll go and have a shower.
Yeah.
Get into some fresh pajamas or loungewear, whatever you want to call it, and then just lie around on the sofa watching
series,
maybe order a pizza.
Sofa's a different thing to bed, you know.
It's different. It's not bed rotting. It's got to be different.
A bed. I mean, yeah, watching films in bed on a Sunday is classic 20s. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. But yeah, bed, I don't know if I've done it. I don't think I've stayed in bed all day because I feel like if you move from bed to sofa,
that's a whole different thing.
It feels healthier. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bed is a whole different thing to sofa.
Yeah, but no judgment to people who like doing that. Like, that's totally fine. It's just
Oh, no, it's not good or bad. It's just different.
It's just different, yeah.
Yeah.
But how do you feel afterwards is the question. Like, if you've had a duvet day or you've been bed rotting or whatever you're doing, how do you feel afterwards? Do you feel, like, refreshed or do you feel guilty that, you know, you've been a slob or something?
You know, I just realised I actually did this fairly recently, about 2 years ago, and I stayed in bed all day watching TV. And I was quite surprised at how I managed to do that. Like, I didn't feel the need to get up.
Yeah.
And but I also didn't feel gross. And I realised, wow, I must have really needed that.
You must have, yeah. If you not to feel the urge to get up and do something, yeah.
So that felt very good. Mm. And I think I actually ate Indian takeaway in bed, which was a terrible idea. I don't recommend doing that. It's very oily in it anyway.
Yeah.
So that day I felt it was really well deserved and it felt nice. But there have been other times when I just makes me feel gross and I just want to run outside and have 10 showers. And
yeah.
So yeah.
I know what you mean. I mean, I am kind of, I've noticed in the last few years that I am the kind of person who can't really relax for the whole day, even if I don't have any specific plans or obligations. I've worked all week, you know. I'll kind of think, oh, I could just sit on the sofa all day and not do anything. But I kind of get this itch in my brain going, oh, you better go and do the wash. I don't know, go and do the washing or go for a walk or maybe organize this or organize that.
Are you restless?
Sometimes. That doesn't mean I'm not restless in the sense that if we were watching a film, we decided we're going to watch a film, I wouldn't be up and about and switching it off and going, I wouldn't be interrupting the flow. I can sit still, but not for the whole day, I don't think. Not for the whole day. I feel like I'd want to do something productive. Do you know what I mean?
It depends what you're doing, though, because I'm a person who has a lot of interests that do take place at home, but they can still be productive. Like, I like reading and I like you know, doing stuff online, so that is productive.
Yeah,
but it depends. If you're just doing something, if you don't really feel as if you're getting anything done, that can feel a bit lazy.
Yeah, like if you're just scrolling on your phone just for the sake of it, you know, just to have a look at social media and not really doing anything.
Oh, that I can say, I do defend people's right to watch stupid videos. I do actually think that a small number of stupid videos is healthy.
Yeah, I agree.
But obviously, if it goes too far, I do think that never ends well. If you spend hours and hours in bed scrolling, no.
I agree.
That is never makes anybody feel good.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why balance is so important. Right. Striking a balance.
Indeed.
Well, maybe let's go back to our words that we've said today as a little recap.
Mm-hmm.
So we said burnout, which is a noun.
Yep.
We also said work-life balance, which is a very common phrase, and the fact that you should say to strike a balance between A and B.
Indeed. And we said to be sleep-deprived instead of sleepless.
Mm-hmm.
And you also mentioned to have a lie-in, which means to get up later than expected.
That's right.
Than normal. Just a note there, some people get confused with oversleep. Oversleep means to wake up later than expected in a bad way, meaning that you missed your alarm.
Yes, exactly.
You slept through your alarm.
That's right.
We also talked about vegging out and to recharge your batteries or just recharge.
That's right.
And the last one was a duvet day.
Exactly. So yeah, lots of, I would say, very common kind of everyday vocabulary related to this topic that we would use in conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay.
There we go.
Well, that is the end of this episode and this season, actually, for now. So
sad times. End of an era.
Yeah, I know. Yes. But it's not forever, guys. So if you enjoyed this, hopefully you'll see a new season released at some point soon.
And maybe somebody is listening to this in bed.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe this is your duvet day.
Having a bed rotting day.
Yeah, exactly.
We're honoured.
That would be lovely. Yes, we'd be happy for you to do that, guys. As usual, by the way, before we go, don't forget, if you would like transcripts of these podcasts with a Korean translation, please join our BritSent membership. More details below.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'll speak to you at some point soon, Dali. I'm sure I will.
There we go. Take care. Lovely to see you, and see you later.
Thank you. See you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.